Hello, my friends. So it's Heather from Prosperity Flow Coaching, and this is Wellness Wednesday. And it's my Wednesday where I pop on live to give you some wellness tips and have a chat with you. And I think it's going to look like I'm live, but I've actually pre-recorded this because I'm doing myself some self-care, and I am not able to get onto the internet where I am right now. So this I have recorded, but I didn't want you to miss your self-care tips. So I recorded this and I'm posting it. So as you recall, last week we were talking about things where we waste our time and our energy, and how sometimes some of the things that we do unknowingly, we kind of sabotage ourselves. So then this week was all about self-care, which is one of my favorite topics. So for those of you who maybe don't know some of my history, I did spend the first 15 years of my career as an accounting, an executive as an accountant in the corporate world. And I left and became a yoga teacher and a personal trainer and a massage therapist, among other things. I mean, I'm a serial entrepreneur. So I do many things, but my shift when I left the corporate world was to go into more things in this kind of falling under the self-care umbrella. And the reason that it became a passion for me was because as I was working in the corporate world, I mean, it was a good job, don't get me wrong. I just didn't love it. I realized I was having a conversation one day with a colleague, and we realized that every time we got promoted, we got more money and we got more success, but it also took more of our time and our energy and our lives, really, to keep progressing upwards. And I got to a point where I decided, I don't want that. I don't want what the world's definition of success is. I want to feel good. And that's where I kind of took my turn into the self-care world. So thinking about self-care. So the first thing that I think about when I think about self-care is it's actually not what people sometimes think it is. Sometimes people think it's a chore. They think, oh, I have to do X, Y, or Z. I have to go to the gym. I have to eat only vegetables. I have to do this, this, this. I have to sit and gaze at my navel and pretend that I'm not thinking of something. But self-care is just that, taking care of yourself, your brain, your health, your energy, your body. You only get one body right now. We haven't figured out how to get you a new body, so you get one place to live, and you've got to take care of it, right? So when I think of self-care, it can fit under anything that makes you happy, whatever form that is, brings you energy, makes you feel good, and doesn't deplete you. So that's what I define as self-care. So everyone's going to have a different self-care plan, and sometimes it takes some time to figure out what that is, right? I can remember a long time ago, I was still an accountant at the time, and I read this quote, and I don't even know, or maybe I heard it. I don't even know where it came from, but everyone is an experiment of one. What works for me may work for you, maybe a component of what works for you, or maybe something completely different works for you. And you don't know until you try. That's the thing. And sometimes you have to try it a few times to know if it's going to work for you. I can remember if I had taken my first ever yoga class and I had just taken my experience from that as what yoga was always going to be. Obviously, I've been teaching yoga for 17 years now. So I've come a long way down the yoga road, but I've been practicing for over 20 years, and I remember back to my first yoga class. Oh my gosh, it was so uncomfortable and just was not the greatest time ever. But I felt a little bit of something when I left that class. And I thought, well, that's interesting. I'm going to try that again. So I kept going and I kept working on it. And obviously, it worked out for me. And it became part of my self-care. I mean, if I gave you the full list of self-care that I do. So self-care, I mean, everybody's got their own version of self-care. Pardon me. But I mean, for me, when I think about it, so I do have a seated meditation practice, but I used to have a moving meditation practice. I used to run. I ran marathons, and my mindfulness at that time was on the long runs, or any length of run, really, because I ran alone, was just like being alone with my thoughts. So that was a moving meditation. Now I have a seated meditation. And no, you don't have to sit and, you know, make chanting noises and have your mind be as serene as, you know, an empty vessel, because that's not really what happens in real life meditation. I'm also a meditation facilitator. And I also lift weights and I do yoga and I walk and I cycle. I mean, and I do Zumba. For me, Zumba is self-care, right? So it doesn't have to be something unenjoyable, is what I'm trying to get at. And the other thing I wanted to comment on self-care is, now I'm going to generalize, so give me a small leeway here, that often for women, for most people, self-care is the first thing to fall off the list when they get busy. But for women, I find especially, self-care will be the first thing to fall off the list. But if they prioritize it, somehow guilt comes in, like, oh, I can't possibly do that because I have to take care of this. I have to look after this, especially if you also have a career, because you're trying to somehow, often generalizing, as I said, balancing, I need to have my career to be successful. I need to look after my family. Perhaps you even have parents that you're having to look after. I mean, it's happening for quite a few people these days that they're kind of that in between kids and parents, and they have to look after everybody, but then they forget to look after themselves. And really, to be your best able to care for someone, my phone is ringing, to be the best able to care for someone, you need to take care of yourself first. That's why, I mean, it sounds cliche and I've heard it so many times, but on the airplane, what do they say? Put on your oxygen mask first, because if something happens to you, you are not going to be able to help anyone else. And we sometimes discount how important it is to take care of ourselves until some crisis happens, right? Until a crisis happens and we aren't able to do the things that we want to do, then self-care becomes important. But before then, we just think, I'll get to that later. I'll do that later. But one, later never comes, you know, and the best time to look after yourself is before something happens, before the crisis happens. I mean, I am launching a program where we're going to talk about just that, how to build your self-care package, your self-care plan that suits you, and how to make it a normal part of your life so you don't feel like you're taking it from somewhere else. You know, you're not taking it from somewhere else. By taking care of yourself, you're actually able to give more to others if that's what you choose to do. The program is called Back to Me, by the way, and the doors are not open yet, but you can get on the early opt-in list if you want more information. I will post the link for you guys in the information notes. So thinking about self-care, thinking about what is self-care and normalizing it, making it part of your normal life so that you actually take care of yourself and can show up better in the world. And when I think about the world, you know, there's been a lot going on, granted, tons. I'm not even going to get started on any of that. But imagine, think of John Lennon. Can you imagine a world where if everyone was taking care of themselves, you know, whatever form that takes for them, and was in this place where they felt good and they felt like they had enough energy and they felt empowered to, after taking care of themselves, being able to give back to others, what kind of world would that be in? I know it's a it's a bit, some would say I'm too much a hippie, but whatever, I don't care. I like to imagine the most ideal thing that could happen. And even if I take baby steps towards that, that's what I'm going to do. And that's, I mean, I am a coach and my intention is to help people have their best life. And part of that for me is having a job they love, but also creating this energy of life that they like. If you have a job that sucks your energy, well, the self-care might balance you out, but maybe you need to tweak the job you're doing. That might be part of your self-care. Could be anything, right? So for me, I imagine this ideal world where maybe it's too much utopia because human nature, but where people are happy and healthy and doing things that they love to do. And that's why I do what I do. So those are my thoughts on self-care. And if you're not sure what you would do with self-care, I mean, go try some classes. There's so much online now. You don't even have to turn your camera on if you're embarrassed, if you feel uncomfortable, if you feel like you don't want someone to see you screwing up. I screw up all the time. I mean, I teach a yoga and Tai Chi fusion class in my online fitness studio. And I fall down. I mean, I just laugh. I'm like, it's okay. But I get back up again, right? And I keep working. So start exploring what would make you feel good, what energizes you. Go out and explore. Go start contemplating how self-care could fit into your life. And if you want to join, I'm only accepting 10 people into this program, Back to Me. We're going to spend 6 weeks together. And we're going to explore self-care and how to make it normal and to support each other, right? A community is a big part of being happy and healthy. If you're interested, click the link. Next week, we're going to talk about how to find your tribe or what even that is. I find there's a lot of buzzwords flying around. Everybody's looking for their tribe. But think about, I'm going to talk about how you might possibly go about finding a community to support you. I hope you're having an amazing week. Even though this isn't technically live, pop me some comments because I will be checking in and getting back and reconnecting with all of you once I'm back. And every now and then, my self-care is going somewhere where there's no internet. I hope you have a great week, my friends. Take care. See you soon.